Eritreans are the third largest group of refugees arriving on Europe's shores after Syrians and Afghans. Stefan Simanowicz of Amnesty International says the vast majority are young men fleeing oppressive national service.
Children from the ages of 17, 16 are forced into conscription. It's meant to last 18 months, but in reality can go on for indefinite periods. We spoke to people who had left after being in conscription in national service for 10, 15 years.
A UN Commission of Inquiry earlier this year described Eritrea as one of the world's most oppressive regimes. The Eritrean government denied the report's accusations. Amnesty says the conscription amounts to forced labour, and anyone trying to evade or escape faces dire consequences.
If they're seen in court, they can be shot and killed, they can be arrested, they can be tortured. Many of them are locked up in cells, underground cells, or in shipping containers for long periods as punishment for trying to avoid conscription.
Simanowicz says the same fate would likely face Eritrean refugees forcibly returned from Europe or elsewhere. Yet some European countries, including Britain and Denmark, have begun rejecting most Eritrean asylum applications. The British government changed its policy in March, claiming Eritrea is safe for migrants to return to after leaving illegally.
The situation for Eritrean asylum seekers is a desperate one, and they must be given safe haven.
The exodus of young refugees from Eritrea was high on the agenda at last month's EU-Africa Migration Summit in Malta.
We need to put maximum pressure on Eritrea because what is happening is extremely serious. Nobody is talking about it. It is a country that is becoming empty of its own population.
Eritreans who had been granted asylum were among the first refugees to be relocated from Germany to Spain under the European Union's new migrant plan. Each European country sets its own rules on asylum. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.